You are now listening to Talk Loud Radio, sports, nerds, and pop culture.
What is going on, guys? All right, welcome to goingfor2.com's Armchair Fantasy Show presented by Talk Loud Radio. I'm your host, of course, Jeff Lambert. You can follow me on Twitter at JeffLambert77. You can follow the show at Talk Loud Podcast. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music, and TuneIn Radio. And find us, of course, at TalkLoudRadio.com and streaming in the Going for 2 app for Android and iOS. All right, guys, we got a special edition tonight. It's a Thursday edition of the Armchair Fantasy Show. It's officially our third NFL mock draft podcast. It's technically our fourth. The first one we had audio issues and it was lost. So that one was obviously not put out there. So we're on a third. This year's panel has gone from five members from last year. We've gone up to eight. We got a few new faces, a few fell off. We got a few new guys to come on tonight. So should be fun. So about 2 weeks ago, just to kind of give the listeners out there a heads up on how this is going to work. About 2 weeks ago, I gave eight panel members the four teams are assigned to. They had to research and create a big board for each team. We'll go through pick by pick in the first round. No one knows what anyone's taking, so it's kind of like a live draft. They all have to have their big board, have more than one pick in case someone takes their pick. So without further ado, let's go ahead and just meet the panel members. All right. So first up, we got drafting for the 49ers, the Chargers, the Jags, and his beloved Packers. We got NFL draft guru and one of the original members of the panel, Tim Strobel. Tim, you there?
Yeah, how are you doing tonight, Jeff?
Good deal. All right.
Yeah, man, looks like we got a real good panel this year. I'm looking forward to the show. Great to be back.
Definitely. All right, drafting for the Bears, the Bengals, the Saints, and his very own Ravens. We have founder of the Fantasy Football Connect, co-host of the Fantasy Football 24/7 podcast, and new writer for goingfor2.com, Ryan Searfoss.
What's going on, Jeff? Glad to be back on the show and ready to show you guys how to mock draft.
Definitely looking forward to it. All right, next up, drafting for the Dolphins, the Cardinals, and his very own Jets, founder of Dynasty League Problems and lead fantasy writer at goingfor2.com, we got Mike Kelly.
Thanks, Jeff, for having me back, and thanks for calling me out on my Jets, and me and my partner, Yingling, are ready to draft.
All right, good deal. All right, next up, drafting for the Buccaneers, the Bills, the Titans, and the Vikings. Co-host of the Fantasy Football 24/7 podcast and new writer at Across the Fantasy Pond. We have a first-time guest here, Matthew Daniels.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Thanks for bringing me on.
Glad to have you, man. All right. Part of Going for Two's extended family from the Blog Talk Radio Network of Momentum Shift and co-host of The Study Hall, drafting for the Colts, the Seahawks, the Steelers, and his Super Bowl champion Eagles, Jason Ferguson.
Man, I've waited 36 years to hear Super Bowl champion Eagles. Thanks for having me on. Thanks for saying that, Jeff.
Yep, glad to have you on, man. All right. One of the newest writers at goingfor2.com, drafting for the Giants, Redskins, Cowboys, and Panthers. First-time guest, Adam Dobbs.
Hey, everyone. Thanks. I'm super excited about being on the show for the first time. Looking forward to the draft.
Sweet. All right. Next up, we have the better half of the Twins from the DFS Roundtable, drafting for the Broncos, the Lions, the Falcons, and his own Raiders, Jason Aguirre.
You hear that? I'm the better half.
All right. And finally, The other half of the Twins from the DFS roundtable drafting for the Broncos, the Lions, and the Falcons. I'm sorry, did I get that wrong? Hold on. What are you drafting
Cleveland
for?
Brown and the Patriots.
Oh yeah, you're right. Sorry, I'm looking at the wrong line here. My bad. Browns and Patriots because they both got two picks each. Gerson McGuire.
Yeah, let's do this.
All right, man. All right.
Oh, screw you guys.
All right. All right, guys. Everybody's been introed. We're ready to do this. Y'all ready to go?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yep. All right. So with the first pick in the 2018 draft, the Cleveland Browns select. All right, Gerson, who you got?
Quarterback, Baker Mayfield, Oklahoma. I'm drafting Baker Mayfield. I believe he's the best quarterback in this draft. While he does have off-field issues, I think the maturity of him going into the Cleveland Brown, waiting behind Tyrod Taylor, learning the system, being adapted to the NFL lifestyle, he'll mature. I don't think his off-field issues are worrisome compared to his on-field performance. He led the nation with a passer rating of 139.9 when blitzed, also led the nation when not blitzed at 135.7. He's graded the highest in PFF for the last two seasons. I think this guy has a great arm, and he's very, very smart. While, you know, doesn't have the size, he's 6'1", 220 pounds. I don't think people should judge that, because if we look at some quarterbacks like Drew Brees and Russell Wilson, they've proven otherwise that small quarterback can do good in the NFL.
All right, good deal. I'm having a hard time finding Baker Mayfield on my sheet. Oh, here we go. Got it. All right. We put him in there. All right. Next.
he ran away from you. Like, he ran away from the cops.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know why I had a hard time finding him. I was like, where is Baker Mayfield on my sheet here? All right, cool. All right. So next up are the Giants. Drafting for the Giants, we have Adam Dobbs. Who are the Giants taking?
The New York Giants are going to go ahead and select Josh Rosen, quarterback, UCLA.
All right. All right. Got anything to say about him?
So there was a lot of people going into this pick. There's a lot of ways the Giants could go. I think Josh Rosen is the best pick for the Giants. Eli Manning is getting a little bit older, looking like they need to draft a quarterback of the future. I think Josh Rosen fits for them perfectly. I think he's got the right personality to play in New York. He's got good size, 6'4", 226 pounds. He's a little bit slimmer than some of the other quarterbacks, which creates some injury concerns. But seeing him on the board, he was my top quarterback on the board. He has excellent mechanics. He can throw the ball very well. I think he is the most accurate quarterback. A lot of people would go with Mayfield as the most accurate, but in my opinion, I think Rosen's the most accurate, playing in a pro-style offense, as well as throwing into a lot of tight coverage. With the he had a lot of issues with his receivers with drops and things like that. So I think those kind of things can kind of make up that difference there that we see in the stats. I'm not too concerned about the I feel like it's really overplayed, some of the off-the-field issues, a lot of issues that people bring up about his personality, especially his coach who just recently talked about him bad. I think he's a very intelligent person. I think he's very misunderstood, but I really think that his off-the-field issues are the most overplayed. I think he's a lot like Aaron Rodgers, kind of like personality-wise, and he hasn't had too many issues in the league, so I don't see many issues for Josh Rosen in the future.
Nice, nice. That's some big shoes to fill right there, comparing him to Aaron Rodgers. Gerson, what do you think about this?
Saying.
What do you think about this pick, and were you thinking about taking Rosen with that first pick?
I wasn't thinking of taking Rosen. I probably would have taken Sam Darnold over Rosen. I do like Josh Rosen. I like Rosen because he has great intangibles. The other thing that people like worry about is like he's too political, he talks too much. But I don't really care about that kind of stuff. I just care about how the player performs on the field. And his talent wasn't great at UCLA, and he can make every pass. So I love Rosen, and I think he's a perfect fit for the Giants. It's just Davey, I think his name is Gettleman. I don't know his last name. But they quoted that they're not going to draft a quarterback, so that kind of worries me a little bit. But I like Rosen. I think he's an excellent quarterback. I don't know about Aaron Rodgers, but, I mean, he did train with Aaron Rodgers. But, yeah.
All right. Good deal. Good deal. All right. Next up, drafting number 3, we've got Mike Kelly drafting for his very own Jets.
Well, I'm really tempted to go Josh Allen. I think since Sam Darnold has fallen to number 3 here, I'm going to go Sam Darnold. Just because my concerns with Allen are his accuracy concerns, but I think Darnold's got a much more accurate arm. I think he can, you know, going from USC to New York is, you know, it's not New York, but it's still a big name city. It's a, you know, big spotlight. So I think he'll be able to handle that situation. And the Jets don't need a big arm quarterback. They need someone that can come in and run the offense. They've got a young, good building defense. They just brought in Isaiah Crowell. I think it's clear they want to try to run the ball and control the ball. We don't have the deep receivers to be chucking the ball all over the field. So I see a lot of ball control, a lot of West Coast kind of passing situation. And I think that a Sam Darnold can do that better than a Josh Allen. So we're going to go with Sam Darnold here.
All right. Sounds good. Any concern with them drafting Darnold and already having 2 veteran quarterbacks there? Is he going to sit for a year or do you think he'll start?
I think he'll get the shot to start. I don't think McNown is going to be anything. And Bridgewater, I think it's just a safety net. His deal is, you know, they could cut him before the season starts and only cost him $500,000. So I think Bridgewater is just in case the rookie quarterback struggles early, and they can keep him around and let McNown start. But I think the hope is let's go get that quarterback and have someone to start and have McNown there to kind of tutor him and lean on for help. And Bridgewater will be just the emergency only.
All right. Good deal. All right. So we've gone quarterback in the first 3 picks. next up is the Browns, who I hope don't take another quarterback. They took one number 1 overall with Gerson. Gerson, who are the Browns taking at this pick?
I think they're going to take Bradley Chubb out of North Carolina State. I think Bradley Chubb has an elite pass rushing skill, and what's his name? Hugh Jackson has been quoted saying, imagine what it could be having Chubb at one end and then having Myles Garrett at the other end. And I honestly believe since they signed Carlos Hyde and then re-signed Duke Johnson, right?
Yep. Or they're trying to, I think. I don't know if it's official yet.
Okay. I don't think they're going to take a flyer on Saquon Barkley. So I think Bradley Chubb is one of the safest picks. I mean, he has a great rush upside of 11%. He has the upside, and I would take Bradley Chubb.
All right, a little bit of surprise there with Bradley Chubb going here at number 4. Next up, we got Jason Aguirre drafting for the Denver Broncos. Who are they taking at this pick?
I'm not gonna lie, I didn't think he'd fall this far, but I'm gonna take Saquon Barkley from Penn State, running back. He's a great running back. I mean, he's very explosive. He's a home run hitter. He plays on special teams. He can just run with the ball and go 80 yards on one play. Also, he's a very smart and mature player. He got great reviews from interviews and stuff like that from coaches. I know that the Denver Broncos have a lot of running backs there, but none of them compare to Saquon Barkley. And they got Case Keenum, so they don't need a quarterback right now. And I like Saquon Barkley. I think he'll do good in that system.
All right, I agree. I think if Barkley's there, Broncos take him. I think that the consensus is they might go quarterback here, and you know, maybe they do. They need a quarterback, but I think that Barkley and you know, what's his name? Drawing a blank. Case Keenum, I think, can be a formidable force. I think if they go quarterback here, they got Case Keenum and a whole lot of no weapons. They got some older receivers. Who knows what CJ Anderson is anymore? He's been sort of hurt and injured and out of the lineup. So, yeah, I think if Barkley is here at this pick, I think the Broncos do go Barkley. That's just my personal opinion. All right. Next up, we got the Colts at number six, who are probably kicking themselves because they didn't get Saquon Barkley, that they're hoping there he's going to fall here. Who they take at number six, Jason?
All right, the Colts are going to draft Quentin Nelson, offensive guard from Notre Dame, with Andrew Luck hopefully returning to the field. The most important thing is to keep him upright and making plays for them and keep him from being injured again. The Colts, obviously, as a team, trading down from three to six. They picked up 3 second-round picks, and they still land the best offensive line prospect in the draft, so they got to be happy with that.
Definitely, definitely. I do like that pick a lot. Jason, what do you think about that pick, Quentin Nelson at number six?
He's a can't-miss prospect. I mean, he's this year, in my opinion, number one prospect. He has the highest upside, and he has no bust potential at all whatsoever. He's just a beast. Like, if you watch him, he can move anybody. He can move mountains. I'm sure of that. So I like him. He's a good lineman, and he'll do great in that system.
Definitely, definitely agree. All right, at number seven, we have the Bucks, and Matt is drafting for the Bucks. Who are the Bucks taking here at seven? Hold on. Your mic is messing up. Your mic is messing up. We can't understand. Let me fix your mic.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Nope, you're breaking up. You're pretty bad.
What about now?
Oh, yeah. Now you're crystal clear now.
All right. So we're pretty sad that we're missing out on Saquon Barkley with a gaping hole at running back, but we'll be happy to take Minkah Fitzpatrick, an absolute Swiss Army knife in the secondary. We've already had him in for a private workout, and also he's a part of our 30 official visits. We're really excited to have him here, and we'll be replacing Brent Grimes with him in the secondary or as a cornerback the following year, since he only signed a 1-year deal.
Nice. Yeah, I think the Bucks went a lot of offense last year, just overall free agency and everything else, that their defense kind of suffered. I think going defense here, I think definitely would be a good thing for them. Hopefully Jameis Winston and Mike Evans bounce back, because they're on my fantasy squad, so I need to see them bounce back. So, but yeah, hopefully this pick will help their defense for sure. All right.
They're not on his fantasy squad. Those are his kids, everybody. Those are his two kids, Jameis Winston and Mike Evans.
Hey, but I went and replaced Winston now. Winston's on my bench now. I got Jimmy G at my starter now, so hopefully he has a good season.
Oh, my God. What a homer.
Hey, man, when you kill as many quarterbacks as I've killed already in my Dynasty League, I'm hoping that I don't kill this one, because, you know, he plays for my team, the 49ers, so I'm a little nervous owning him because I've killed everybody else so far. All right. Next up at number eight, we have the Chicago Bears, and drafting for the Bears is Ryan Searfoss. Who are the Bears taking?
The Bears are taking safety from Florida State, Derwin James. They have a gaping hole at their strong safety position with Adrian Amos there. And James has the athletic ability to play in the box. He can play deep. He can cover tight ends in the slot. He's 6'1", or 6'2", 215. And he ran 4.47 40 inch vert. He had 85 tackles last year. He can lock down safeties and coverage. And in that division, with the quarterbacks they have, stopping the pass is huge. I think Jerwin's one of the best athletes in the draft. And him paired with the playmaking from Eddie Jackson last year is going to be a top-tier safety combination for years to come.
Definitely agree with that. So we go secondary, two picks in a row here. Matthew, what do you think of that pick at number eight with Ryan taking Derwin James?
I think it's a fantastic pick. He's a great player. He was also a guy that we were looking at as well. I just think with the versatility that Minkah Fitzpatrick brings to the team is what made us go with him. But Derwin is a great player as well.
Good deal. All right. All the way down here at pick number nine, we'll hear for the first time from Tim Strobel, one of the original panel members of this group. Tim, you got my team, man. You better do me good, man. Who are the 49ers taking?
The 49ers select Denzel Ward, cornerback out of Ohio State. It's no surprise the 49ers last year had the worst pass defense in the league. They need desperate help in that area, and they went out and got Richard Sherman in the offseason, but he's old, he's coming off an Achilles, and they need a long-term option there, and I think he's the best cornerback on the board by far at this point. And I think he's just the pick for them at 9.
I agree. I think that's our biggest weakness is in the secondary. I think towards the end of the season, our defense kind of came together a little bit up front. You know, we were stopping the run. We weren't getting to the quarterback quite as much I would have wanted to see. And if we could get an edge rusher here, I would have definitely taken that as well. But I've lost my train of thought here. With the cornerback, you know, with the lockdown there, hopefully Richard Sherman's somewhat back to what he was. I doubt he's going to be the lockdown corner he used to be. But even if he can just tutor this kid, and, you know, I think he can be good years to come for sure. So great pick there. All right. Drafting at number 10, we have the Oakland Raiders still. They're going to be the Las Vegas Raiders shortly. We got Jason Aguirre. Who are they taking on this pick?
Raiders will decide to go with Roquan Smith, middle linebacker from Georgia. This guy has great sideline speed. He has a high football IQ, and he can cover running backs, which is important in the NFL now because it's a pass-happy league. And, you know, last year I think we had like 7 running backs that caught more than 50 catches, so that's important in this league. So he can lay down the hammer, and he can get through linemen and everybody and get around them and, you know, make that tackle, which he's really good at. So I think he'll fit in that system pretty well.
All right. Sounds good. Just kind of a quick sidebar here. I'm kind of surprised at how far Josh Allen has fallen as quarterback. No one's taken him yet. They've got him sort of in the top tier as, you know, if quarterbacks go, when we're down to number pick 11, the Miami Dolphins. They got Tannehill there. Mike Kelly, do they take Josh Allen, or do you think they're going elsewhere with this pick?
Based on what has been coming out of Miami, you know, we hear they're looking for that quarterback, and I think they were planning on Baker Mayfield falling to them, but he's already gone off this board. But I think if Josh Allen is there, I think they're all for it. And I wouldn't do it personally, but Jason taking Smith for me to pick before, I am taking Josh Allen as the quarterback for Miami because they can see what Tannehill does. Josh Allen, I think, he's probably got the strongest arm, but I think he's the least NFL ready of the quarterbacks. So there's no rush to get him to start week one. You can let Tannehill play out this year, see what happens. Maybe he becomes trade bait if he does well enough. I think it's a good opportunity to bring in Josh Allen here. And, you know, he's got the receivers in Parker and Stills to chuck the ball deep with. So it could be a good fit long term. So I think the Dolphins are pretty happy if Allen falls to this spot for them.
Yeah, I agree. I think that. Go ahead.
Can you imagine going from Wyoming to Miami? How great would that be? Like, I would love that.
definitely an upgrade there for sure. I love the pick too. I think even with Tannehill in place, they don't know what they're going to get from him with coming off that, you know, that major injury. And let's face it, he wasn't lighting it up before the injury either. So if they can get this quarterback here at this pick, I think they'd be ecstatic for sure. Love the pick there. Jason Aguirre, what do you think of this pick as Josh Allen to the Dolphins? What do you think?
I think it's a great pick. It's the Dolphins, in a way, they won't say it, but they're rebuilding. And I think Josh Allen is a strong arm quarterback. And I mean, he's projected another mock draft to be number one, which is amazing because, I mean, you have 5 great quarterbacks and he's projected to be like the number one quarterback, and to get him with the Dolphins at this pick it's just amazing. And he fell, and the Dolphins won't regret it. He's a good quarterback, very raw, but that's why you have Tannehill there, and they'll just kind of keep the quarterback seat warm for him.
Definitely agree there. All right. Next up at pick number 12, we have the Buffalo Bills, and drafting for them is Matthew. Matthew, who are they taking here?
The
Buffalo Bills are extremely upset Josh Allen was picked right before us. So we're going to go ahead and take Lamar Jackson from Louisville. With our newly signed offensive coordinator, Brian Daboll, he has already been used, he was a offensive coordinator for Alabama. He's already used to a running quarterback with Jalen Hurts. Coming to Buffalo Bills, the team is already set up with a running back, running quarterback with the just departed Tyrod Taylor. So Lamar Jackson just steps in and becomes the new leader of this offense. And Brian Daboll will know exactly how to use him to utilize all of his abilities. This guy is an absolute electricity inside of a bottle. He threw for 3,500 passing yards past 2 years and rushed for 1,500 yards in both of those seasons. This guy is the real deal and is probably going to be lighting up the fantasy, this upcoming year.
Definitely, definitely. That would be a good pick for the Bills. Mike Kelly, what do you think of Lamar Jackson to the Bills?
Wow.
That's all you got to say? It's wow?
No comment. Well, unless you pick me to
All right. Let's go ahead and move on to pick number 13. It's the Washington Redskins. Right here where I live in Washington, D.C. Drafting for the Redskins, we got Adam Dobbs. Who are the Redskins taking here?
The Redskins are going to go ahead and take Vita Vea, defensive tackle, Washington. So this pick, I don't think he's the best player on the board at this moment, but the Redskins have an enormous need at defensive tackle. They gave up the most rushing yards in the league last year. And Vea is just, for his size, coming in at 346 pounds, just extremely athletic. He ran the 40-yard dash in 5.1 seconds, yet put up 41 reps on the bench press. He's got a really unique combination of size and power. He's got a great swim move. He can really be a great run stopper for the Redskins, which is their biggest need right now. So I think it was a pretty easy selection, and they were pretty happy to see him still here.
Yeah, I agree. Listen to sports radio in my area. I think that they're thinking, you know, defense. Even though they've lost so many pieces on the offense, I think they've got enough pieces to be competent with, you know, with Alex Smith at quarterback. They got Chris Thompson coming back from injury. You know, the receivers are a little meh. I mean, they signed the guy out of Seattle there, but I think defense is the way to go for the Redskins, and I like this pick a lot. Matthew, what do you think of this pick at number 13 for the Redskins?
I think it's really good. They have to go against some of the best offensive line in the NFC East, so Vita Vea just helps fulfill that that need for the Redskins.
Definitely, definitely. All right, drafting for the Green Bay Packers, his very own Green Bay Packers, even though he lives in Texas. Pick number 14, who are the Packers taking, Tim?
For the Green Bay Packers.
The Green Bay Packers select Tremaine Edmonds, linebacker out of Virginia Tech. I think that realistically this might be the best case scenario for the Packers. I don't expect one of those top defensive backs to fall to them. So in my opinion, he's the second best linebacker in the draft behind Roquan Smith. Their linebacker core is not good. They just brought in a new defensive coordinator. They obviously brought in a new GM. They've had a lot of, you know, changes. Their defense has been terrible for a while. So I think he's easily the best defensive prospect that they would need at this position. Tremaine Edmonds is a great pick here, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's what the Packers need. I think they need to go. They need to go this route just because the defense, their offense will be fine once Rodgers is back and healthy. I think they need to go defense, and I agree this would be a great pick for them. All right. Go ahead.
I was gonna say they brought in Mo Wilkerson on a 1 year contract, so their front three with Mike Daniels, Kenny Clark, and him are pretty strong, but their linebacker core is just so depleted. So yeah, I think he's going to be able to step right in.
Sweet. All right. Drafting for the Arizona Cardinals at pick number 15, we have Mike Kelly. Who are the Cardinals taking?
So
Well, the Cardinals are pretty disappointed. Not a single quarterback has made it to pick 15 for them. So that means they're going to have to roll the dice with Bradford with Glenn backing them up. So I think that's a little nervous. I think defense makes the most sense, but it's also, when you look at their offense, you know, you have Larry Fitzgerald at wide receiver, and then you have got nothing. And J.J. Nelson, Chad Williams, there's no help behind Larry Fitzgerald. Right now, this team is a fragile Sam Bradford, Larry Fitzgerald, who's up there and he's long in the tooth, and you got David Johnson coming off, missing almost all of last season. And that makes their offense extremely thin. If one of those three guys go down, they are in big, big trouble offensively. So I think they'll go get the first wide receiver at this point and take Calvin Ridley and pair him up with Larry Fitzgerald. So just in case something happens to somebody, they have some offensive talent they can possibly lean on.
I love it. I love the pick there. I'm with you on that. They need to fix that offense because they got, like you said, DJ coming back from injury. Their quarterback situation is sort of iffy. Fitzgerald is like 187 years old. He's going to retire eventually. I think going receiver here is definitely the way to go. Tim, what do you think of Calvin Ridley here to the Cardinals?
Yeah, I agree with him. I think that's a great pick. That system that they run there is going to be great for him. He's such a talented guy. I mean, he's one of those guys that you know, going to step right in. I don't expect him to, you know, I mean, obviously there's going to be some transition for any player, but I think that he's somebody that can play at that next level and is going to be a star in this league for, you know, many years to come.
All right, good deal. All right, the last pick before we take a commercial break, we have the Baltimore Ravens. Ryan Searfrost is a fan of the Ravens. He's drafting for the Ravens. Ryan, who are they taking?
Well, the Ravens draft board before me was all receivers before we got this pick. But then I realized that's not where we're going. We are going back to smash mouth football and taking Darius Geis. Geis performed at LSU with no passing game. He faced the most stacked boxes of any top running back in the country with 73% of them. He's had back-to-back seasons over 1,200 yards. He's physical. He's mean. He sets the tone. And that's when Baltimore's at their best, playing great defense with top three defense they have, running the football, controlling it, keeping the ball out of Flacco's hands, and just dominating on the ground, playing mean football. And that's where we're going.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's a great pick. I think the Ravens do want to run the ball, and that's, you know, a good way to go. Their running backs have been sort of a revolving situation there for quite a while. Ever since they lost Ray Rice, they've been kind of going through running backs left and right. So I think that would be a great pick, shore up that position. Definitely a way to go. Mike Kelly, what do you think of that pick there for the Ravens?
I think Rice is a fantastic player. I'm just not sure that the Ravens need him at this point. They do have Collins. They love Dixon. And I'm curious to see what he can do coming after missing off last year. I would have thought more of an offensive line, the guy from Notre Dame, McClinchley, to shore up, to kind of protect Flacco a little bit more, and to help the run game also would have been probably a little more reasonable for me. But I don't think you can go wrong with Geis. I think he's a great player and a great talent. And any opportunity to start a guy like that is worth it.
Agreed. I think, Mike, you're forgetting here. We're all playing fantasy football here. We want the offensive players. No one wants to go offensive tackle here.
I personally hate fantasy football, even though they made the picks. I'm an Alex Collins owner. But Harbaugh didn't show his belief in him.
Fair enough. All right, that's the last pick before the commercial break. Mike Kelly, I know you were on a time crunch here. Are you going to be able to hang out with us, or are you going to be out of here?
I've got two crying babies. I got to go help the wife, so I think I'm getting out of here.
All right, man. I appreciate you coming on. We got your picks done early. I appreciate you finding time to come on, man, and I definitely want to get you back on after the draft.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. Thanks, Jeff.
All right, man. Have a good night.
You too.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break here, and when we come back, we will take the second half of the first round of the 2018 draft.
Do you need advice for your fantasy football team? How about your DraftKings or FanDuel lineup? GoingForTwo.com has you covered. GoingForTwo.com has exclusive content from some of the best fantasy writers in the industry, whose credentials include Bleacher Report, Fantasy Pros, and Fantasy Life. From advice columns to player ranks, GoingForTwo.com has it all. Sign up for our newsletter to have all of our content sent to your inbox. Start winning today. Visit goingfortwo.com because no one remembers the extra point.
Today's show is brought to you by Daily Fantasy Nerd. They have everything you need to build better lineups. You can analyze stats, view up-to-the-minute Vegas lines, check player game logs, import and manage your own projections, build optimal lineups, and a bankroll tracker. To get started for free, visit goingfortwo.com/dailyfantasynerd. That's goingfortwo.com/dailyfantasynerd. Start winning today. All right, welcome back. We're here again with eight panels. Actually, we have seven panel members now that Mike has left. We're going to finish up the second half of the draft here. I wanted to play that music as my intro music. The name of that song, in case you don't know, if y'all are too young, is called Passing Me By. I thought it was appropriate for the draft for all the guys that are probably getting passed by at this point. That might be a little bit upset in the green room there at the draft. But kicking off the second half here of the draft, we got Tim Strobel drafting for I almost said San Diego, drafting for the LA Chargers. Who are they taking here at this pick, Tim?
Los Angeles Chargers select Daron Payne, defensive tackle out of Alabama. There is no doubt that they have two excellent outside guys in Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram. But their inside guy there, Brandon Mebane, he's getting old, and they need somebody to replace him. And Daron Payne is just an absolute beast. I mean, to be as big as he is and still be able to be as quick as he is just a special talent. So I think a team that is, rated 27th against the run last year, he's going to be a big force in that middle, and I think he's just going to be an excellent upgrade for them.
All right, good call on that. Good call. Let me ask Ryan. Ryan, what do you think of that pick going to the LA Chargers there?
I really like the pick. The Chargers are a team that could go best available player, and they're just strengthening one of the best parts on their team. Payne can go in there, eat up double teams, and free things up for Bosa and Ingram. They're already a serious contender in the AFC, and I think that only adds to it.
All right, good deal. All right, next up, we've got the Seattle Seahawks at number 18, and Jason Ferguson has them. Who are they taking here at 18, Jason?
The Seahawks are finally going to try and give Russell Wilson some protection. They're going to draft Mike McGlinchey, the offensive tackle from Notre Dame. They'll be able to slide him in over at the right tackle spot opposite of Dwayne Brown on the bookends. And they'll be able to slide former first-round pick Jermaine Afidi into guard, which is a position he's much better suited for. And hopefully that'll stop from Russell Wilson having to create magic on every single pass play for the Seahawks.
Yeah, I agree. I think they need to get that offensive line shored up. That's been an issue with them for so long. They almost played like fantasy football there for a while. Just didn't care about offensive linemen. They were trying to just get offensive pieces. And it's just Russell Wilson, if you watch him, I mean, he's literally running for his life on almost every play. It's insane what they were going through. Tim, what do you think of that pick there for the Seahawks?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, depending on who you ask, he's considered the top tackle in the draft. Their line has been bad for a while. Russell Wilson, like you said, constantly running for his life. So you got to give him some help along that O-line, and McGlinchey's just going to be a beast.
All right. Next up at number 19, we have the Dallas Cowboys, and Adam Dobbs has got them. Who do they got here at 19? Adam, you there? Maybe we lost him. All right. Does somebody want to step up here and take the Cowboys for me? Hello?
Yeah, the Dallas Cowboys select Harold Landry, I would say. Edge rusher out of Boston College.
All right.
Sorry, I lost a little connection there.
Oh, okay, all right, so we got you back. So who are the Cowboys taking?
You want me to go ahead and select who I was going to take?
Yeah, go ahead and pick yours.
I was going to take Connor Williams, offensive tackle, Texas.
All right. You want to go ahead and explain it?
Yeah, go ahead. So I have the Cowboys taking Williams, mostly because I think they have, with Williams, they'll have an ability to slide Lionel Collins into guard. Williams is kind of he played left tackle at Texas, but I think he's got the good size, he's got good height, he's got prototypical size. I think he can be a really good pass blocker for them. He's not as great of a run blocker, but I think he'll be able to start over on the right tackle for them, so that way Collins can move in, move to the inside. I think he's got good movement and good point of attack. He gets off the line quick, so I think that's where he'll really excel in the run game.
All right, good deal. Cowboys going with offensive linemen here. They've kind of lost some pieces there, but I think this will be a good piece to sort of fit in and sort of shore up that offensive line for Ezekiel Elliott, protect Dak Prescott and the whole nine there. So yeah, I love the pick there. All right, pick number 20. We have the Detroit Lions and Jason Aguirre has them. Who are the Lions taking? Jason. All right, we're losing everyone tonight.
Sorry, no, I'm here.
Okay.
My bad. I put my stuff on mute earlier because, you know, I don't want you guys hearing me cough, so.
Gotcha.
With my 20th pick, I like Sony Michel out of Georgia for the Detroit Lions. I think he's a very explosive running back. He can do it all. But what he struggles with is catching the ball. So he'll need to work on that. But, I mean, I think he'll fit great in the Lions system. From what I know is Matthew Stafford, he does great with running backs. And that line's pretty good. And the defense actually came on strong for the end of the year. So I think if the Lions can get their run game together, Sony Michel he'll excel in that offense.
All right, good deal. I'm having a hard time finding him on my list here. Do you have any idea what number he is on the top 100 I got here? Oh, never mind. Just found him.
He's 46, somewhere there.
All right, I think I got him here. You said, okay.
I mean, I knew it was a bit of a reach, but the Lions they're desperate at running back. And trust me, Reddick is not your answer. He is if you want him to catch like 50 passes. But other than that, he can't run in between the tackles.
Agreed. Lions definitely need a running game. They've needed a running game pretty much for the whole time that they've had Matt Stafford there. They just can't seem to get a good running back. They always seem to have the hyped up guy. You know, they always have that sort of sleeper fantasy guy. Every year it seems to be the Lions have this guy that's going to be the next big thing, and he ends up not being the next big thing. So maybe this will be the next big thing, and it'll pan out for them for once. All right. Number 21, we've got the Cincinnati Bengals and Ryan Searfoss. Who are the Bengals taking here?
The Cincinnati Bengals take offensive guard out of Georgia, Isaiah Wynn. Bengals were in desperate need of offensive line help. They were putrid last year. They picked up Cody Glenn by trading back in the draft, and now they're just adding to it and getting probably the second guard in the second best guard in the draft, and Isaiah Wynn. He's big. He's a mauler. He loves a run block. He led the way for two of the best backs in the country, and Nick Chubb and Sony Michel, who just went. He's going to lead the way for Joe Mixon, help improve what they got out of their talented back last year, and hopefully help get that offense back on track by protecting the quarterback.
Definitely agree with you there. Jason Aguirre, what do you think of that pick for the Bengals?
I think he's a perfect pick. I think he'll do well with the Bengals. And the Bengals, you know, they just need to work on their offense. And they just need to get together. And I think just with this pick, it'll even everything out. It'll bring it together. And I like it. It's a good pick.
Good deal. All right. Buffalo Bills at number 22. We've got Matthew. Who are they taking at 22?
After selecting our franchise quarterback at number 12, we will be selecting Colton Miller, offensive tackle out of UCLA. This is kind of a, hey, we traded the previous pick, the 21st pick, the Bengals, along with that Cordy Glenn. So to replace him, we're going to go ahead and grab Colton Miller and help provide protection for our newly added franchise quarterback.
All right. I love it. Ryan, what do you think of that pick?
I definitely like the pick. They definitely need to protect the quarterback. The Bills are in kind of rebuilding mode, so the most talent they can get is always going to help, and starting on the offensive line is the way to do it.
All right. Good deal. All right. Next up, we've got the New England Patriots, and drafting for them is someone that we haven't heard from in like an hour because he drafted for the Browns way back when. I know he's sitting on his hands waiting to talk because he loves to talk. Gerson, who are the Patriots taking here? Gerson, you there? He's going to go and be quiet on me now.
I think he's messing with you. I'm pretty sure
doesn't feel good, huh? A couple of scenarios I want to say. I do think, and I've already talked to Jeff about it, I think the New England Patriots will trade out of this pick. They will trade the 23rd and the 31st pick and probably a couple other picks, and they'll probably trade up to get a quarterback in the top 10 picks. I would not be shocked if that's what they do. But if they don't, since this is just a live draft of what we're doing, I'm kind of shocked that this player fell all the way down here. Joshua Jackson, I think that's his name, though. Right? Yeah. Joshua Jackson, Iowa cornerback. He's about 6 foot, 196 pounds. He's a very good cornerback that can cover and stay with his man. He's more of a press cornerback. And I think since Malcolm Butler left and was like the most mystery farewell ever, holy crap. But I think Bill Belichick will draft Joshua Jackson and kind of try to make him into what Malcolm Butler was. And with Stephon Gilmore on the other side, I think they'll make a good combo on defense. But more than likely, like I said, I think they'll trade out.
All right. So you think they're gonna go up and draft Brady's replacement, huh? At one of those top 10 picks. That'll be a big thing on draft day if that actually happens. All right. Next up, we've got the Carolina Panthers drafting at pick number 24, and drafting for them, we've got Adam Dodds.
So the Carolina Panthers select Christian Kirk, wide receiver, Texas A&M. So with this pick, obviously the Panthers are in kind of desperate need of wide receiver. I like Kirk for them. He's a very smooth and natural catcher. He catches great with his hands. He's an exceptional route runner. He understands how to like leverage himself against defensive backs. He can sell double moves. He can get open. I think the Panthers need to continue adding some weapons on offense. You think you got Kirk, you got McCaffrey, you still got Olsen there. Cam Newton needs some extra weapons around him so that way he can truly excel. And I think Kirk is the best pick for them at the situation. I think it might be a little bit of early and a little bit of a reach, but I think because of their need is so high that Christian Kirk makes sense for them.
All right. Yeah. I agree. They need some weapons for sure. They always seem to have that big, slow receiver. You know, they've kind of had those guys for a while. And picking this guy here, a little bit smaller guy, I think definitely, you know, is out of the norm for them, but I think they definitely need some weapons. Gerson, what do you think of that pick there at number 24 for the Panthers, Christian Kirk?
Well, is Christian Kirk that small? I don't think he's that small, is he?
According to my sheet, he's 5'11", so he's not even 6 foot.
Oh, okay. Well, he must play bigger than when I saw film tape on him, but I like it. I think it makes sense. Cam Newton needs all the help he can when it comes to anybody catching a ball from him, because we all know he can't throw a freaking football. but overall, I like the pick. I have no argument with it. Solid pick. It makes sense for the Carolina Panthers. I mean, with McCaffrey there, I mean, it's just the perfect fit.
All right, good deal. All right, next up, we've got the number 25. We have the Tennessee Titans, who fired their coach, even though they made the playoffs last year for the first time in forever. They fired their coach. They're going in a new direction, cut some veterans. Who are the Titans taking here, Matthew?
We're absolutely elated that we have to have the ability to choose between Harold Landry and Marcus Davenport. So we're going to go ahead and go with Harold Landry, who is going against a little bit better
someone got pissed
opponents in his college level. With the addition of the cornerback from the Patriots. I'm losing his name right now.
Malcolm Butler.
Yep.
Thank you, Malcolm Butler. Thank you. With the addition of Malcolm Butler, we have a pretty solid secondary right now. And the continued growth of Adoree Jackson. If we can get edge rushers in, we're going to have one of the most potent defenses in the league.
All right, great pick there. Great pick. Definitely think that would be a good fit for the Titans, because I know there's a bunch of us on here that play daily fantasy. And anytime that you had a receiver going up against the Titans, you were going to start him because they were terrible in the secondary. So getting that secondary shored up, you know, they got a couple young guys in there, and getting this rookie in there, I think will definitely go a long way to helping that secondary for sure. All right. Up next at pick number 26, we have the Atlanta Falcons and Jason Aguirre. You're back up. Who are the Falcons taking?
I have the Atlanta Falcons taking Taven Bryan, and he's a defensive tackle. He's a great athlete. He's really fast at the point of attack, and he has the ability to pass right up the middle, which the Falcons really need, because they have Vic Beasley on the side. And I think he'll be great in that defensive scheme.
Hello.
Yep.
We can hear you.
Yep, we can hear you. Gerson, you're good. Can you hear us? I'm assuming he can hear us.
Yeah, I like that defensive tackle. He'll do great.
All right, good deal.
I think he'll fit that system well.
Good deal. I wanted to ask on that last pick of Harold Landry, who was it that was upset? I heard someone say,
"Can you guys hear me?"
Yeah, that's your next pick coming up here.
All right.
I was going to bring that up myself.
All right. So at number 27, we've got the New Orleans Saints and Ryan Searfoss. Who are they taking here at number 27?
Well, I groaned when Harold Landry was taken, and he's a top 10 player to me because of how nasty he is as an edge rusher. But we're still going to go with shoring up the defense for the Saints and adding Rashawn Evans, linebacker from Alabama. He's an absolute monster. He has sideline to sideline speed. He's athletic. He's big. He can tackle. He can rush the passer. He can drop into coverage. He's an alpha on defense. He's going to set the tone, be that nasty that they need. They already have a nice foundation with some of the young guys they added last year in the secondary, like Lattimore. But they need that enforcer in the middle of their field, especially with them having a little bit of a run game now. And I think Rashawn Evans can be the guy to step in there.
Agreed.
He's been kind of forgotten about a little bit with some of the other hype on the other linebackers, but he's as solid as they come.
Agreed there. I think the Saints are going to go defense here. They've got a pretty good defense already. Kind of surprised me they came out of nowhere last year and just were all of a sudden they were good. And they did it through the draft, really. So I think that they're going to go defense again this year. They still got Drew Brees and some good pieces on offense. So I think defense is the way to go. Jason Aguirre, what do you think of this pick at number 27?
I think it'll be great. I think Rashawn Evans, I think he'll fit in that system. That system's like a hybrid system. They have players all over the field on defense. So it's a really young defense, and he'll fit in right with Manti Te'o and Marcus Lattimore. And who else is that other? Is it a defensive tackle? No, I don't remember. But
Sheldon Rankins.
Yeah, yep, Rankins.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, I think it's great fit. And, I mean, I thought that defense was amazing last year. It's only going to get better this year.
All right, good deal. All right, number 28, we have the Pittsburgh Steelers, and Jason Ferguson has them. Who are they taking?
The Steelers are disappointed that Rashawn Evans goes one pick before them, but they go to the next best inside linebacker and draft Leighton Vander Esch out of Boise State. He's a 2017 Mountain West Defensive Player of the Year. He's an instant tackling machine, and he instantly fills the void left by the unfortunate injury to Ryan Shazier.
All right, good deal. I'm having a hard time finding him on my sheet here.
He's in the 80s.
In the 80s. Okay, that's why I'm still in the 70s.
All right. Yeah, he's been flying up draft boards, though, after people went back and reevaluated.
Gotcha. All right, we'll get to him in a second. Let's go ahead and get this next pick here. So at number 29, the Jacksonville Jaguars take who? Tim Strobel.
The Jaguars select DJ Moore, wide receiver out of Maryland. They are very frustrated because Paul Posluszny, their star middle linebacker, retired this season. They needed to replace him, and Vander Esch seemed like the perfect guy to do so. So having Rashawn Evans and Vander Esch go back-to-back was painful for the Jaguars, but they're going to replace Allen Robinson. They also lost Allen Hurns this year. DJ Moore is an excellent wide receiver, ran a 4.42 40, can run all the routes, and it will instantly step in as their best receiver, in my opinion.
All right, great pick. Jason, what do you think of that pick?
Well, DJ Moore is an absolute burner on the outside. He'll stretch the field, and hopefully Bortles can get the ball out to him. I think they'll be okay at middle linebacker because they have Miles Jack waiting in the wings that can take that spot for Posluszny, but Moore is definitely going to open up the field for them and help them create more passes underneath as well as score long touchdowns.
All right, good deal. All right, next up, we have at number 30, the Minnesota Vikings, and we have Matthew drafting for them. Who are they taking here at 30?
After we gave literally a boatload of cash to Kirk Cousins, we're going to draft Brian O'Neill and make sure we get a return on our investment.
All right. Brian O'Neill, you got some stats on him. Why are you taking him here?
We need to continue to rebuild our offensive line. We have a stellar defense already. We signed Shelton Richardson in the offseason. So the biggest thing that we can do to help out our team is to continue to build our offensive line and improve our running game, as well as give Kirk Cousins the ability to hit as many targets that he has on offense. And that's going to be our recipe for success.
All right. Good deal. All right. I heard Gerson earlier trying to see if we can hear him or not. Gerson, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I don't know. Like I said, I lost connection. I don't know if other people lost connection for a second, but yeah.
No, we were able to hear you. You kept saying, can you hear me? Can you hear me? We're answering you, but I guess you couldn't hear us. But all right. So you have the final pick here with the final Patriots pick. At 31, who are the Patriots taking here at 31, Gerson?
Like I said, I don't think this pick will be picked, but I think it'll be traded more than anything. I think it's kind of shocking that this player also fell all the way down here. I think the Patriots will select Maurice Hurst, Michigan defensive tackle. More of a defensive tackle, nose tackle hybrid. As we know, we've seen the Patriots draft players like this before, like Richard Seymour, Vincent Wilfork. Just players that can play all over the line and are very versatile. I think he's one of the most versatile defensive linemen. He did have a heart problem in the draft, but that's the reason why I don't know if this is the reason why he fell in this draft, but he's probably going to fall in the draft for that problem. But the doctors have cleared him, have said that he's okay, that he's good to go. And if I know Bill Belichick, he'd love to exploit talent that drops to him. So having him drop down there, I think, would be a great pick for them.
All right. Good deal. All right. And to wrap up the first round of the NFL draft and this podcast, the 2018 mock draft podcast, We have the Super Bowl champion Eagles and Jason Ferguson. Who are they taking here at the 32nd pick?
In all honesty, if this is a real draft, the Eagles are going to trade out of this spot because they have no day two picks. But the most sensible pick here is to take Will Hernandez, the guard out of UTEP, to provide them some interior line depth behind Steve Wisniewski, who's often injured. And it gives them another player to help protect Carson Wentz.
All right. Agreed on that. Gerson, what are your thoughts on that pick there of the Eagles? You think, one, do you think they trade out of that pick? And two, if they stay there, what do you think of Will Hernandez?
I think Will Hernandez is a good pick. It's like with the Eagles right now, they're at the point with their team where they're probably more than anything looking to trade out, like he said, though, because they filled in so many needs and they're not going to be able to afford so many players. So I like what he said. Will Hernandez fits perfectly for them, but he's a good run blocker. He's more of a zone scheme offensive guard, but it just depends what the Eagles do because they're really, really tight on cap space, if I'm correct. Is that right?
Jason? Not anymore. They were coming into the season, but they moved enough guys around. But they really have no holes left on their team with the signings they made this offseason.
Yeah, I would agree.
I
would agree on that. They don't have a whole lot of holes, and I think you're right. I didn't realize they didn't have any day two picks. They're going to want some day two picks for some depth there. I think they trade back and maybe get a couple more picks towards the second and third round. So I agree on that. I think they do trade out, but I love the pick there at 32. All right, guys.
With Mason Rudolph still sitting there, a team that needs a quarterback would be wanting to jump up there so they can get that fifth year contract option for Rudolph. So that's a perfect spot for the Eagles to move down.
Hey, that's a good call. That's very, very good call because, there's plenty of quarterback needy teams out there, and if they can get that quarterback there at the bottom of the first round, it's definitely a good call there. All right, guys, that wraps up the first round of the 2018 mock draft. I love doing these podcasts. These are like one of the funnest podcasts, this one, and then we do the fantasy mock draft in August, which is also very fun. But I love this. I love getting all these guys on here. It's almost impossible to get nine adults basically to have the same hour of their day sort of set aside. We had some difficulties with scheduling. We had it originally scheduled for Sunday. But I'm glad we were able to get this finally together and have everybody on here. And I think the draft is a good draft. I'll make sure to post this at goingfor2.com so y'all can see, the picks that we made here. And kind of compare it to when the draft actually happens, which is, a few weeks away. See how good we did. I know Jason last year said that we got maybe two or three picks right in total. Two picks. Yeah. So not a very good track record there. Now, I will say Matt Sandell, who was one of the original guys, he couldn't make it this week because he has a job that's, kind of late on Thursdays. But
the Texans.
Yeah, he had the Texans quarterback. What's his name? I can't think of his name right now.
John Watson.
Yes, Watson. Sorry. He had Watson at 12, but of course he ended up going at 12, but he got traded. The pick got traded to the Texans, so it wasn't his team. It was the Browns that was taking him in on the draft, and then, of course, he took him. The Bills actually took him in the same spot. So. Yeah, we're counting that one. We're counting different teams, same pick.
Make it three.
Yep, definitely.
Right, then trade at pick two last year for Trubisky threw us all off, and then everything from there was a mess.
Yep, agreed. Yeah,
that, the Bears.
No one saw that coming, including me. My team benefited from that because we weren't taking Trubisky. I really have no idea why the Bears did that because we had no interest in Trubisky whatsoever. I think our guy was Hill the whole time, and the fact that we were able to get picks and get Hill, I think Thomas, it definitely was a good pick for us for sure.
Yeah, Solomon Hill is a basketball player.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Wrong sport. It's that's my team as well. I have Solomon Hill.
The 49ers nailed the draft last year, no doubt.
Yep, definitely. I agree. And Solomon Hill is a Pelican, which I'm a fan of the Pelicans as well, so I'm getting my Solomons confused. All right, guys.
This year, just for you.
What was that?
We took offensive linemen this year, unlike last year. There were actually offensive linemen drafted.
Yes, yes. Well, yeah, last year I think we didn't get offensive linemen drafted until like pick 25 or something. It was crazy. But yeah, we got some in this year. So it's a little more realistic. We didn't go full on fantasy style and draft all offensive players. But yeah, great, great show, guys. I appreciate everybody coming on. I would love to do some follow-up podcasts with each of y'all, maybe not in this large of a format, maybe individually. Come on the show after the draft. We can kind of talk about where people landed and, you know, kind of compare where we had them going and what we thought was going to happen. Because, you know, everything's going to change. There'll be multiple draft trades. It'll be, you know, as usual, it'll be a pretty crazy couple of days there for the NFL. And a lot of big things should happen. So I think it's a great podcast to come on. And I appreciate everybody coming on tonight.
Thanks for having us, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, I had a great time, Jeff.
All right, guys.
Thanks for having me.
That's a wrap. Have a good night.